Friends, this month we've enjoyed having the opportunity to participate in a preaching series, or at least I've enjoyed it. You've been held hostage by it. But focusing on the Mass, the Eucharist, its meaning. A couple of weeks ago we talked about what is the Mass. Last week we discovered some aspects of what happens during it, making sure that ritual is not hollow, or actions are not hollow, but they're meaningful, they're intentional. And today, what I want to do is turn to a doctor of the church, and Thérèse was made a doctor of the church, or declared a doctor of the church, by Pope St. John Paul II in 1997. So there's no greater authority than we can employ than a doctor of the church, and really focusing on the importance and the influence of the Eucharist in her own life. And what does she have to say about it? As a child, she went faithfully to Mass, and she went faithfully to Mass because her mom and dad took her. And even after her mother's death, when she was only 4 years old, her father, Louis, Saint Louis, continued this Sunday habit, a habit that was formed by doing something regularly, that unless we show up, nothing else can happen. That showing up is the first step, and with time, some of the other things they fill in. She developed the further habit of spending time regularly with our Blessed Lord at adoration. And it was through her contact with the Eucharistic Christ that she received some extraordinary graces. It was at her first communion that she writes about years later, looking back, when God graced her in that Mass with a sense of confidence that she would endure suffering that was going to be a part of her life. Several years later, it was at Mass, this time at Christmas midnight Mass, when she received a deep grace of conversion, of transformation, which healed her from the grip of a stifling insecurity, an insecurity that was debilitating, that even prevented her from getting out of bed. Now, she didn't always find good feelings at Mass. She wasn't always wholly attentive at Mass. And maybe that's part of why so many of us love her. She knew that there were times when she was distracted, and she would even write about falling asleep at Mass and at prayer, at adoration, even in the monastery. But this did not grieve her or overwhelm her, because she considered that she was receiving Jesus in order to give him pleasure rather than for her own satisfaction. In other words, by going to Mass and spending time with the Eucharistic Lord in adoration, she realized that it wasn't what do I get out of it, but what Jesus receives in me presenting myself to him as I am. He's been waiting for me. And even throughout her battle with tuberculosis, a horrible, horrible illness that would take her life at the young age of 24, despite exhaustion, despite intense discomfort, she would drag herself to the chapel to show up, just to show up, so to unite herself with the Eucharistic Lord. What Thérèse discovered in her life is that there is simply no better way to live as an intentional disciple than the worthy reception of Christ's body and blood. That the Eucharist is at the center. I've got to show up and then to be open. She has written many, many things about the Eucharist and the centrality of it in her own life. One of these insights that I wish to draw attention to this morning is this. When she writes, "Do you realize that Jesus is there in the tabernacle. That Jesus, the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, is there in the tabernacle. In the tabernacle, in every Catholic church in the world, that the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings is present in the tabernacle. Do you realize that? Present, she continues, expressly for you. That's you and me. For you alone. He burns with desire to come into your heart. He burns with desire to come into your heart. I mean, some of us battled mightily this morning just to make it here. And maybe we wanted to be congratulated that we even got here. And Jesus is waiting with a desire that is unimaginable for me and for you to enter into us, into our heart, the core of our being. And on our part, we're to go without fear to receive Jesus, a peace and love. And who among us couldn't use a little more peace and a little more love? And he's got this burning desire to give that to us. Not as a warm fuzzy or a sentiment, but through a real encounter that stands to change us.